أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 2, 3 and 4 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the command that is going to come, that has already come, when the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah, sorted that the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should come sooner than later. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the angels with the ruh, and the ruh here refers to the wahi, the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, بِأَمْرِهِ, by His command, by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ala man yasha'u min ibadi, upon whom ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from His ibad, from His slaves, from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, right up to our Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and that remained the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was no one that could interfere with this choice of Allah. And Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, that would come down with the wahi to the various Anbiya alayhi salam, had made no mistake in so far as the recipient of the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned. But the other important aspect is this, an andhiru annahu la ilaha illa ana fattaqun. One simple, one single message, that be warned, annahu la ilaha illa ana, that there is absolutely no object of worship, there is absolutely no deity, there is no God, there is absolutely no power, no might, illa ana, but me, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it was Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it was the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam that was sent to Sham, to the Levant, whether it was our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that was sent to Egypt, wherever and whichever era, the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was one, that there is no God, there is no object of worship, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fattaqun, then fear me, that is fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By and large, the Quraysh used to object to the choice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Nabi. The one objection we discussed in many other ayat, that why would a human come down instead of an angel? Then if it had to be a human, why would it had to be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah ta'ala says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth with the truth. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created it with perfection. Again, man looks at the creation of Allah, and it ought to bring man closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, when man looks at the creation of Allah ta'ala, man will see everything fulfilling the command of Allah in harmony, in peace, exactly how Allah ta'ala had commanded. And that becomes a lesson for us, that we also then are the creation of Allah ta'ala, and we also supposed to fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala, amma yushrikun. For the second time already in the surah, Allah ta'ala reminds us that Allah ta'ala is far loftier than whatever they ascribe. Whoever and whatever they can bring as gods, all of them will be creation. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is the creator. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَى. Allah ta'ala created man from a nutfa, from a sperm, a drop of بالفلود فإذا هو خصيم مبين. Then suddenly man became an open adversary. He became an open opponent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Yasin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this opposition, that the Quraysh, some of them will pick up pieces of bone that are decayed, decomposing, and then they will press it hard and it will become powder, and they will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these bones, we are going to become like these bones when we are buried, and then are we going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah? So they would oppose and become the adversary of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this way. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.